Oh, that's Judge.
Mm-hmm. And that's Roy Bean was the judge, too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a person who goes to college to study?
Student.
And a person who studies in an elementary school, what do you call that child?
A student too.
Pupil. And a person that specializes in a certain study in college, what do you call him?
You're just getting too far from me, I don't know.
Well, that's okay. Because brilliant people don't know it, it's a scholar.
Scholar.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the lady that works in an office and she sorts the boss's mail and she takes down the people's names who want
to know?
Secretary. Okay. What do you call a lady that appears in plays and movies?
Actress.
Your nationality or anyone that's born in the United States is called what?
American.
What do we call these people that used to be segregated from the schools and had separate schools from us and they couldn't...
Well, now they call them colored folks. You used to call them niggers.
Okay. And what's the more terms that you know of that we call them?
Black people.
Black people. Colored people, niggers.
What's the proper name for nigger?
For a nigger?
Uh-huh.
Well, N-E-G-R-O, Negro.
Okay. And usually they prefer to be called black persons or Negro.
Colored people.
Mm-hmm. But when they get mad at each other, you know what they call each other?
Mm-hmm.
They say, you dirty nigger. They call
niggers used to back on around. Foreigners. They talk about poor white trash and niggers. They all get to half what they all get. Now they get all of it and poor trash don't get none.
What race of people do we belong to?
So many different kinds.
White.
Huh?
White?
Oh, white. Yeah, white people. But she said great.
What do you call the white people that live in the hills and mountains?
Mountaineers.
If you have a child that's born in a racially mixed marriage, it's half white and half black, what would you call it?
I didn't know about
mixed breed, is it?
No. That doesn't mean mixed.
Mixed breed's right, too.
Yeah. Black.
What would you call a child that had light colored skin that was born to her?
Well, that's a mulatto, ain't it?
Uh-huh. If a man named John Smith had hired you to work for him, what would you call him to his face?
Mr. Smith.
Okay. If you weren't using his last name and you're still talking to him, what the hell would you say his name?
Mr. John, right?
Mm-hmm. Would black people say the same thing if Mr. Smith had hired them? What would they call him?
Some of them would. Some of them would.
White people who are good for nothing and too lazy to work are called what?
They're the least folks. No good.
Does it make any difference whether they live in the town or the country?
No.
Somebody who lives out in the country and doesn't know anything about city ways is conspicuous when he gets to town.